One, two, three, four.
Song Salad
with Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together
we're not ghosts anymore.
No.
Nope.
It's past All Hallows Day. No. All Saints Day. That's right.
What?
Halloween is All Hallows Eve.
Yep.
And then November 1st is All Saints Day.
And how do we celebrate that?
You're like, yay, saints.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not Catholic. You're not Catholic.
Nope. Which is why I don't know anything about it.
No one we know is Catholic.
So, thanks for tuning in this week.
This
has been Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
Can we start over?
For real?
No, or just like, maybe for real. I don't know. Okay. You want to start over?
Sure.
Okay.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're... Ooh, brisk. There's a chill in the air.
It's fall, y'all.
And a hop in my step.
Why hop?
Because it's cold and I gotta hop to feel my legs.
And because you're getting married in a week.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, like, literally... Keeping it. You're literally getting married in 6 days from when this episode airs.
Can we not propel myself into the future that far?
Why?
Just yet?
Aren't you so excited? I'm so excited.
Like, stuff to plan.
Like what?
I'm waiting on some emails. I'm not going to get into details about it.
This is kind of scary. Okay, we'll talk about it off air.
No, it's nothing scary.
Okay. But like, you're going to get married.
Yeah.
Soon.
That's the plan.
I hope so.
Barring any, scandals from Anthony Weiner.
Yeah. Jeez. I mean, he is really lighting it up recently.
Yeah.
But because Scott is getting married and I will be there, we're taking next week off.
Yes. So enjoy your November 14th free of salad and just picture me flying away to Italy with my love.
And also, pending the results of the election tomorrow.
Yeah.
Wow. Maybe Scott won't come back.
We'll see.
We don't really know. Good luck out there, everybody.
And make sure to go vote tomorrow.
Yeah, go vote.
On a little bit of a serious note, just please vote.
Please vote. Dear God, please vote.
Don't think anything is set in stone.
No.
Vote.
We love you. Go vote. What's a song salad?
A song salad is a brief escape from this terrifying world. So I'm going to pull up moodfuse.com.
This week's salad spinner comes from our most loyal fan from Argentina.
First of all, I can't believe we have a fan from Argentina.
It's pretty awesome.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah,
so,
super cool. Mila, you're the best.
Second of all, it's awesome that she sent us a salad spinner suggestion,
yes.
Which is...
At Olala Milala, which is a very clever name. On Twitter, Mila says, a cat being forced to take a bath.
Are you familiar with this sound, Shannon?
Okay, so I'm familiar. I have three cats, which I honestly don't think I've ever mentioned on this podcast before in nearly 40 weeks of podcasting.
Weird. That's
Isn't
weird.
That crazy? Because cats are such a large part of my personality.
Right. I'm sure a lot of people at home just went, oh.
Oh, I'm going to punch you. So I have three cats who are formerly feral cats, and one of them is still kind of feral.
Or demonic.
Yeah, it's kind of a bad situation with the cats at my apartment. But anyway, yes, I have never tried to give them a bath because I would be shredded to ribbons.
Yeah.
But I do know the sound of a cat being forced to do something they don't want to do, and it sounds... like this.
Go for it.
Okay. That's what it sounds like.
I'll take your word for it.
It's like a horrible, like...
It sounds like the Olong Johnson cat.
Olong Johnson.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
Well, Very close to last week's episode.
Oh, man.
We are doing gospel.
Gospel music. Week.
Can you feel it?
Oh, no.
Gospel music is a genre of Christian music. The creation, performance, significance, and even the definition of gospel music varies according to culture and social context. Helpful. Gospel music is composed and performed for many purposes, including atheistic... Oh, nope. Aesthetic.
Wow, Freudian slip there, Scott.
I was like, atheistic pleasure?
Aesthetic pleasure.
Aesthetic pleasure. Religious or ceremonial purposes, and as entertainment product for the marketplace.
Good episode, everybody.
Gospel music usually has dominant vocals, often with strong use of harmony. Hey, with Christian lyrics. Gospel music can be traced to the early 17th century roots in the Black oral tradition. Hymns and sacred songs were repeated in a call-and-response fashion.
Sure.
Most of the churches relied on hand clapping and foot stomping as rhythmic accompaniment.
Okay.
Clap of Your Hands is a nice song
yeah.
from the musical OK.
Clap of Your Hands and Stomp of Your Feet.
Most of the singing was done a cappella. The first published use of the term gospel song probably appeared in 1874. The original gospel songs were written and composed by authors such as George F. Root, Philip Bliss, Charles H. Gabriel, William Howard Doane, and Fanny Crosby.
I've definitely heard of Philip Bliss.
I don't know if I've heard any of those names. Gospel music publishing houses emerged. The advent of radio in the 1920s greatly increased the audience for gospel music, and following World War II, gospel music moved into major auditoriums and gospel music concerts became quite elaborate.
Okay. Several forms of gospel music utilize choirs, use piano or Hammond organ, tambourines, drums, bass guitar, and increasingly electric guitar.
Mm.
In comparison with hymns, which are generally of a statelier measure, the gospel song is expected to have a refrain and often a more syncopated rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
So what's syncopation?
Syncopation is accenting the offbeats, as we call them. So instead of accenting the one, two, three, four, you can accent like one and two and three and four. And,
yeah.
For instance.
Cool.
What should we use as an example gospel song?
Oh, man. Can we use Go Down Moses?
Well, is that a spiritual, though? Go Down Moses?
I mean, it is, but it depend on the arrangement as to whether or not it's a gospel song?
Yes, but I think, most spirituals have been arranged in a gospel style by this point.
Okay.
Right? But there are original gospel songs that did not come from spirituals.
Okay.
So I'm wondering if we can find one of those.
Yeah, let's try.
Oh, Kirk Franklin.
Kirk Franklin
is a very popular gospel artist
who's putting out
original gospel music.
Okay.
I think in any contemporary American black church, there's going to be Kirk Franklin.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's also like radio popular.
Oh.
Too.
All right.
So
great.
let's find a good Kirk Franklin example.
Mr. Franklin, we're coming for you.
Yeah. Our example today is going to be a contemporary gospel song by artist Kirk Franklin. He is a composer, choir director, and that's it. Pianist.
I was kind of surprised because I thought he would be a recording artist. I mean, and he obviously is a recording artist, but he's really, he leads the choir.
And he interjects every once in a while, but he doesn't really sing.
Yeah, and they really are, the songs that we listen to really are group, like ensemble choir numbers. And they aren't really like the traditional pop song where there's like a lead singer and then maybe background vocals or
it's,
a chorus.
It's all choir all the time and it's
all choir all the time.
Basically an R&B.
Sunday.
it's basically like an R&B groove but with gospel vocals over it.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
So that's kind of like where gospel is now. And I think we should go with that. I think that's a cool style.
All right, let's try it.
Yeah, rather than like trying to do a spiritual, which... You know,
yeah,
those are so classic. How are we ever going to measure up?
I mean, we're not going to measure up anyway.
Oh, get ready for like a choir this week.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
I'm just going to record myself like a million times.
Oh, boy.
So here is Want to Be Happy by Kirk Franklin.
Great. Preach. If you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way. Don't get stuck in how you feel. Say, Jesus, take the wheel. He knows the road that you need to take. But it only works if you want to be happy.
Topic time?
I think it's topic time. And then you can talk a little bit later about like your arrangements. Since it won't be so much instrument heavy, I would imagine it's probably just like organ or piano.
It'll probably be, like piano, bass, drums, organ, something like that.
Yeah.
And I'll talk about why gospel choirs have a distinct sound to them.
Oh.
And why gospel harmonies sound the way they do.
You know this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I do.
Look at you.
I do.
Font of knowledge.
Well, both from singing in choirs where we've done gospel music and from vocal arranging techniques specifically learned from studying Stephen Arimus, which is interesting. So if you've ever listened to a Stephen Arimus show like Wicked or 9 to 5, you'll notice they sound very similar to gospel.
I just like flashed back to the end of Act One where it's like, look at her. She's wicked. Mm-hmm.
And also All Shook Up.
Yeah.
Like the Can't Help Falling in Love arrangement.
Yep.
That's like pure gospel.
You're so right about that. I never really thought about that.
Yep. Steve Remus.
Cool. Okay.
But we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
So we'll go to Wikipedia and we'll get our random article. Let's spin the salad spinner.
You've had cats.
I've had cats.
Mulder and Scully.
Yep. I grew up with two X-Files black cats named Mulder and Scully.
So you can do a cat taking a bath. I did the last one.
All right. Here's my cat refusing to take a bath.
Okay.
Oh, no.
You're the worst. The worst. You forced me to humiliate myself on a weekly basis.
Fine, I'll try again.
Okay.
You want me to take a bath right meow? How was that? Was that better?
You're an asshole. Spin the salad spinner. What?
Well, our topic this week is
Fuzzy Warbles,
Volume 7.
Volume 7. Fuzzy Warbles Volume 7 is the 7th volume in the Fuzzy Warbles series. Released in September 2006, the Fuzzy Warbles series brings together demos, rarities, and side projects from XTC founding member Andy Partridge.
So
Fuzzy Warbles, doesn't that sound like a Teletubby spinoff?
It does. And this is really the only information on this Wikipedia article. There's like a track list and then some personnel, but I'm going to look at Andy Partridge's page to find out a little bit more about him.
Now that's what I call Fuzzy Warbles, Volume 7.
I don't know what you would call a fuzzy warble.
Fuzzy warbles, man.
Andy Partridge is an English songwriter.
Partridge?
Partridge. Andy Partridge.
Partridge is a word.
Of the Partridge family.
Yes.
Is an English singer. He was a founding member, guitarist, and chief songwriter of the rock band XTC.
Wow, that wasn't repetitive at all.
He lives in Swindon, Wiltshire, where he was brought up. He released demos of his songs under his own name in the official Fuzzy Warbles Collector's album.
Wait, can I please say one thing?
Is it Warbles? Not Warbles?
It's Warbles. But the thing that is hilarious is that you have maybe half a sip of wine left in your glass and you are swilling it. You're like swirling it around in your glass like you are drinking the finest brandy in all of merry old England. I know. You were just like reading the Wikipedia article and just like like swirling it around. Yeah, but there was like nothing left in the glass. It was like...
That's the finest part of the glass, as any sommelier will tell you.
You know, whenever you take like a weird dog and you pick it up out of a pool and it keeps swimming, that's like what you were doing with your wine glass right then.
Just empty.
Just empty, but you just have to like keep going it. Okay, wait.
There's something therapeutic.
I see something about David Yazbek. I know. I'm like way ahead. This is very weird. Okay.
The official fuzzy warbles?
Warbles.
Let's say warbles.
Warbles.
The official Fuzzy Warbles collector's album and the Fuzzy Warbles album series, which I'm assuming volume 7 is a part of, on his Ape House record
what if
label.
It wasn't?
8 volumes of Fuzzy Warbles are now available, as well as the Fuzzy Warbles collector's album, which includes a bonus 9th disc, Hinges.
Oh, boy. Okay.
He has collaborated with recording artists, including oh, my God, I can't talk.
Do you want me to read?
Yes.
Okay, where are you? Where do you leave off? Recording artists, including Martin Newell, with whom he recorded and produced an album in 1993 entitled The Greatest Living Englishman, released in Japan as a duo album. He has additionally worked with Peter
Blegvad,
Harold Budd, Jamie Cullum, Stephen Duffy, Harry Tall, The Heads, Charlotte Hadley.
You said Harry Tall. It's Terry Hall. I'm not the only one that can't read. And a bunch of other people, including David Yazbek.
Including David Yazbek.
And
super weird.
Meat Manifesto.
Oh, gross.
All right.
Okay, so
I don't
can
know
we just listen
much...
to some of this music?
Yeah,
okay.
I was going to say, but there's not much else we can learn from this without listening to
okay,
it.
Okay, so his personal life, just to touch on that, Partridge and his ex-wife Marianne have 2 children, Harry and Holly. Harry is an internet animator, best known for his comedic short, Saturday Morning Watchmen. I predict we're gonna fall into a really
there's a lot
weird
going on here.
Hole in the internet tonight. Okay, Fuzzy Warbles. I'm looking up Fuzzy Warbles, the albums.
Andy Partridge, since his divorce, has been in a long-term relationship with Erica Wexler, who used to be with Roy Lichtenstein,
whoa,
the artist.
Really?
Yep. Partridge also is a keen designer of board games.
Okay.
He is an atheist. Mm.
So it sounds like all of these things are... So Fuzzy Warbles. Warbles? Warbles. Fuzzy Warbles. I don't think I've ever said the word warbles out loud before tonight. So it seems like it's a bunch of demos and bootleg versions of things and previously just unreleased stuff. So it seems kind of like a bunch of like random detritus that they kind of put together as like, hey, here's the full album of like little dribs and drabs, bits and pieces of things.
Okay.
So I'm trying to like see, because like some of them are like a minute and 13 seconds or like 36 seconds. Like they're like little bits of stuff.
Weird.
So I guess this like has to really be for just like the true fans, but there are 8 volumes of them.
Can we listen to them online?
We can listen to some of them at least. Guys, this sucks.
We listened to some Fuzzy Warbles. And I said it's sort of like taking the Beatles' weirdest stuff and making that all that you do. So if like every song you did was for the benefit of Mr. Kite or I Am the Walrus, you know?
I'm the Walrus is way better than this.
But that's the thing. Like, it's not as good as any of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should play a clip.
We should.
Do you want to do Seagulls Screaming Kiss Her or 1,000 Umbrellas?
Let's do Seagulls Screaming Kiss Her, Kiss Her.
Cool. You guys aren't missing anything.
Here you go.
Seagulls screaming, kiss her, kiss her. The sea is warship gray. It whispers fool and slides away. Black coastline slumbers on while seagulls screaming.
So that's what we're dealing with. Shannon.
Yeah. I feel like I haven't really had this visceral of a reaction to music that we've listened to so far on the show.
Well, good thing we didn't get that genre.
I know. What would this genre be called? Bullcrap?
I would call it psychedelic Britpop.
Whoa. Okay. Yeah, that's probably right. Oh my God. Okay. Just like the first track off of Fuzzy Warbles Volume 7 is called To Rainbow Melt, but rainbow is spelled R-A-I-N-B-E-A-U. But just like, stick it up your butt. Come on, rainbow.
There's also track 7, Ejack in a Box.
I hate this so much.
I'm kind of interested in track 18.
Babadi boop. Dee-ba-dee-boo-bay.
And then track 19, open a can of human beans. Once again, track 19, open a can of human beans.
Not human beings. Human space beans.
Oh, God.
What is this?
All right, in the meantime, I'm going to talk about gospel harmonies.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, gospel music
does not exist on the internet. Bobbity boop da bobbity boobe does not exist on the internet.
I'm so sorry.
Thank goodness it does not.
Gospel music, a few key elements to all gospel music. It is polyrhythmic. That means there are at least two different rhythms happening at once. So the rhythm of the band, usually emphasizing that sort of like offbeat pattern or the stomp clap kind of thing, happens in counterpoint with whatever the rhythm of the choir is. In the harmonies of the choir, it's usually three-part harmony, not four-part harmony, just soprano, alto, and tenor, and they move in what we call parallel motion. So if the soprano is moving up, the altos and tenors are also moving up in similar intervals. So it sounds like they're moving in what we call blocks of harmony.
Okay.
Rather than each part moving in their own direction. They're moving in the same direction at the same times to make it have more of a unified sound.
How, community-driven that music is. Yeah.
Exactly. The bass line is usually just kept in the band, like in the bass part. And this article that I found that I'm referencing
this
here...
This article, it has a lot of personality.
It does. It says that the bass line is the ground that anchors the choir so the three higher voices can freely fly up to God.
My favorite thing about this article is that it says, not only does the music sway, but it sometimes has a driving forward-propelled locomotion, like a train. Chug-a-lugga, chug-a-lugga. The music is going somewhere. It is going to God!
And that's in reference to the swing rhythm that's usually like a 12-8 kind of time. So instead of just one, two, three, four, it's like a one and a two and a three and a four.
The words are simple spoken speech, heartfelt and personal, using action verbs, directed to the creator and the sustainer, which kind of harkens back to what we were talking about last week about having a charismatic relationship with God and speaking to God using personal pronouns, you, we, us, our, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Psalm wording is changed to everyday speech. Language should be understandable by a child.
Mm-hmm.
And gospel is an affirmation, says this article, a committed statement of yes, God. There must be a total commitment and engagement of body and spirit to the performance of the song. You must believe in what you are doing. It's so sad that we got the worst topic.
Yeah, I know.
Believe in what we...
Well, we gotta believe, man.
We gotta believe. All right.
As far as chord progressions and scales go, there is a sacred African major pentatonic scale that is typically used in gospel. And basically, it's the first, the second, the third, fifth, and sixth notes of the scale. And
that's do, re, mi, sol, la, do.
Yeah.
So they skip T.
Well, they skip fa and T. Yeah. if there is a T, it is usually flatted seventh. On a descending scale, yes. And the chord progression is usually 1-4-5-1. I think this is a good place to pause for a U-ton.
Yeah, it really is.
While we figure out what we're going to do.
Yeah. This week's U-ton.
Hey.
Is from Steve Silverman.
Hi, Steve.
Who has purchased a U-ton.
In secret.
In secret. For his girlfriend, Alyssa.
Hi, Alyssa.
It was her birthday this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Week, I guess, this past week.
Birthday week.
And he has decided to honor her day of birth in the best way that any human can honor another human.
With a song salad song.
A song salad song. A personalized crouton from us to you, Alyssa.
The genre that Steve requested is relaxing guitar music.
He said, here's how he put it, which gives us a lot of freedom. So thank you, Steve. He said, acoustic relaxed.
Right.
So,
let's do it.
Yeah, let's figure that out.
Here you go, Alyssa. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday from Steve.
1, 2, 3, 4. A birthday comes but once a year, and I am glad I can be here to celebrate with you, to make your wish come true. So take this song and take my love, I'll be real hard to get rid of. You deserve the best, you're better than the rest. Happy birthday, bento box. Let's eat bagels, let's eat lox. I'll mix a drink, I'll make a cake. Here's to you, make no mistake. Happy birthday, bento box. Let's eat bagels, let's eat lox. I'll be right here for you today. Happy birthday every way. R.I.P. Harambe.
Happy birthday, Alyssa.
R.I.P. Harambe.
Steve told us to call you Bento Box.
Don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means. Makes me vaguely uncomfortable.
A little bit.
But we did it. And if you would like your own Utahn,
you can go to our website, songsaladpodcast.com, and find a link to our Give Forward page, where we're accepting donations towards bettering our podcast in terms of technology and advertising,
yes,
all of the above.
All of that.
We really appreciate your donations and your support.
We are running our little campaign through the end of the year. And whatever you give us, we will write you a song that is commensurate with the amount of money that you give us.
For an example, see last week's episode.
Yes. and we do have another couple low denomination songs coming up, which we're pretty excited about.
Yeah.
So thank you, Steve Silberman, and happy birthday, Alyssa.
You know what I heard, Shannon?
What'd you hear?
That you have lyrics.
I do have lyrics. I do indeed. So you can tell me how these line up or not. Like you said, gospel's like free form, loosey-goosey. Everybody can figure out when the verse and when the chorus is. So we'll...
Did I say that exactly?
Yeah, kind of. That's exactly what you said. So we'll see. Okay. So I could not give less of a fuck about Fuzzy Warbles. But I wanted... I don't know. So this is just ridiculous. I really am just excited about gospel. Like, yeah, that's way more interesting than Fuzzy Warbles.
Right.
So, okay, here we go. The intro, kind of like getting into the song, is a call and response.
Yep.
So what is that noise? What is it? What is it? Who hears that noise? Who hears it? Who hears it? The noise is the warbles. Fuzzy, fuzzy warbles. Sing out the warbles. Volume 7 is the intro.
Love it.
Verse. Andy Partridge had a band. Who remembers? Who remembers? Some Beatles sounding band sounded like the Beatles band. Andy didn't give up. Andy didn't give in. No, Andy kept on making Volume 7.
Nice.
And then the chorus. Fuzzy, fuzzy warbles sing out with love. Warble out those warbles. Shout their glory. Andy knew the warbles. Stand up, stand up. Andy knew those warbles were fuzzy. So okay. I think really I made the most out of nothing this week.
Seriously.
That's great.
Like, we can sing that, right?
We can definitely sing that.
Okay, cool.
And the program I'm using, Logic, has a lot of built-in samples to draw from, and there are a lot of gospel samples.
It's magical, y'all.
It's pretty magical.
It's really great.
So we're going to have a little bit of help from a digital choir.
Thank you. Thank you, Logic.
I mean, not in any of your lyrics, but just on some interstitial.
But, like, thanks for making us, like, slightly less white at a certain point. Like, we really appreciate it.
Yep.
Oh, God.
So I'm using organ, bass, and drums.
And warbles.
And warbles. Well, that'll be the name of our choir, the Warbles.
The Warbles?
Yep.
Andy and the Warbles?
Yeah. The Fuzzy Warble.
The Fuzzy Warbles. Yeah, great.
And then lots of vocals. Do we have a title?
Those Warbles Were Fuzzy?
Exactly.
Yep.
Here is.
Got it in one!
Those Warbles Were Fuzzy, a gospel song.
By Shannon and Scott.
What is that noise?
What is it? What is it?
Who hears that noise?
Who hears it? Who hears it?
The noise is the warbles. Fuzzy, fuzzy warbles. Sing out the warbles.
Volume 7.
I love to call his name.
Andy Partridge had a band. Who remembers?
Who remembers?
Some Beatles sounding band.
Sounded like the Beatles band. Andy didn't give up. Andy didn't give in.
No, Andy kept on making volume 7.
7! Fuzzy, fuzzy warbles. Sing out with love. Warble out those warbles. Shout out their glory.
Andy knew the warbles. Andy knew those warbles were
fuzzy.
Yeah.
There you have it.
You're a cuckoo bonkers crazy pants for doing that.
When the spirit moves you.
Oh my God. That was so complicated.
It wasn't that complicated.
You did so much. It was so good.
Thank you.
Like, it was so good. Like, the Scott Demon Choir, I always love me a good...
Sometimes there's no getting around it.
No, I always love me a good Scott Demon Choir.
Especially when there's a church lady in there.
The church lady... Scott the church lady.
I literally stuck my tongue out on that last note.
Just... Just
tongue out. No vowel.
Fuzzy
no discernible
warbles.
Vowel.
Oh. The vowel was... awesome. That's what it was.
In the key of awesome.
It was awesome. Awesome.
There were parts in there where it got a little bit like Motown.
A
like,
little
like,
bit.
Andy didn't give up. Shoop, shoop. Kind of
but
thing.
That's
like,
okay.
Andy didn't give it. But I mean, gospel is close.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rooted in the same traditions.
Yes.
But I love those little gospel interjections that Logic has built in.
You guys, now that we've found these things.
All these vocal samples.
It's so good.
I mean, we debuted them in Josh Jelen's Utahn last week.
Yeah. The
hip hop ones. Like,
yeah. 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 Expect them to make more appearances.
Oh, yes.
They are unbelievable. We have only scratched the surface.
Literally hundreds.
Of what Logic gives us. I'm excited for Candy. I'm excited for Earl.
Oh, Earl is my favorite, but I don't want to tell our listeners what Earl does.
No,
yet.
No. So, and they all have names. Like, they're, it's all by, like, the, I don't even know their real names, the people who recorded them.
Who knows?
But yeah, but just get ready. We have a whole, I don't even know, a whole studio of people.
We do.
At our disposal.
Endless
now.
Endless resources here
yes.
at Song Salad.
So good.
Well, thank you for tuning in and listening to this week's fuzzy, fuzzy episode.
Fuzzy Warbles, Andy Partridge?
Partridge.
Yeah. Thank you also to Steve Silberman for buying a Utahn.
Yes. Happy birthday, Alyssa.
Happy birthday, Alyssa. Thanks to everyone who rates, reviews, follows us on Twitter. We now have a Facebook page that I made when I listened to last week's episode to remember to make the Facebook page.
Also, Ben Silver guilted us into it.
Yes, he did. Yeah, Ben Silver, it's your fault that we have a Facebook page.
Actually, it's thanks to Ben Silver we have a Facebook page.
Blah, blah, blah. and next week we are off. Just keep in mind, we are off next week because Scott is getting hitched.
I'm getting married in the morning.
Do, 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 do.
Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. I don't remember the melody to that song.
You were kind of right. Ding dong, and it's like spiff up your uncle.
Call in the blumpet and get me to the
I love how you went for crumpet and I went for uncle.
I don't think either of them is right.
Spiff up.
Call me a taxi. Let's have a massage. And get me to the church on time. First you step left. And you step right. Now it's a...
No, what is that?
I don't even remember.
You were just rewriting My Fair Lady.
I was in that show, too.
I don't know.
Until next week.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
Together,
we're... To the church on time.
Oh, I went gospel.
You went to the other church.
I did.
Hey.
Take you to church.
One, two, three, four.
Oh, why are you? Oh, don't be.